And finally, after a long campaign, it's the showdown. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump meet Monday for one of the most anticipated presidential debates in recent history. A lot could ride on it, considering many polls show the race tightening in key battleground states. So with us this morning to preview the debate is our political team, Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, given what's expected to be a huge TV audience on Monday night, maybe 100 million people, what's at stake for both of the candidates? What did Trump and Clinton need to do to win? And talk about the candidate in your own party.
Well, it may be the whole ball game. Hillary Clinton has debated Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, and a New York Senate candidate named Rick Lazio. She's the front runner in this race. Expectations for her are sky high. And she's facing an unusual, unpredictable figure who likes to ridicule his opponents. And he's already dissed the moderator, Lester Holt. He said, oh, he's a Democrat. In fact, Lester Holt is registered and has been registered as a Republican since 2003.
Todd Domke.
Well, there is tremendous anticipation for this debate. Many people will be tuning in for entertainment rather than enlightenment. But the stakes are very high because the candidates are so close in the polls and there are so many undecided voters and voters who currently favor third-party candidates but who might change their minds. So this first debate could be pivotal. It could change the dynamic of the race in a way that gives one of the candidates real momentum. But it's more likely to make only a small difference because these candidates are already so well-known and have already made so many damaging gaffes. It's hard to imagine minds being changed by another 90 minutes of their continuing to attack each other. And if someone flops, there will be two more debates in which a debate loser could recover and make a comeback.
Todd, Donald Trump pretty much eviscerated the GOP primary field in earlier debates by being blunt and bold, and he's repeatedly in the campaign labeled Clinton a crooked Hillary. But lately, he's been much more disciplined on the campaign trail. So what's his mission Monday night?
Well, he's been more disciplined in sticking with the teleprompter script. Of course, he won't have any teleprompter here, so people are hoping for the unpredictable Trump to come out. That would be more entertaining. But I think Trump will be going in trying to win a knockout, intending to put Hillary Clinton on the defensive, planning to continue to attack her in post-debate interviews. He's being coached by Roger Ailes, so he'll be ready to repeat attack lines about Clinton's email scandal and the Clinton Foundation conflict of interest stories. Trump will claim to be a leader. He'll say she's not a strong leader. He'll say he's the candidate for change, while she represents the status quo.
Dan, Hillary Clinton goes into the debate thought to be the superior debater who's been calling Donald Trump unqualified for the job. What's her mission Monday night?
Well, she has to make Trump seem risky as the leader of our country and our government and emphasize that he lacks the experience and judgment to be president. He has said so many bizarre things, but she should fix on one. Remind viewers that he once told a foreign policy expert that he doesn't know why we can't use nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons. And remember, he's, as Todd said, he's working without a teleprompter, which is a little like working without a net.
All right. A quick piece of advice for both the candidates. Dan, what would your advice to Hillary Clinton be?
Well, people will tell Hillary Clinton, be yourself. But we all have several selves. And Hillary Clinton should be relaxed and confident and forceful. She can't make people like her in one night, but she can raise doubts about those who are kind of thinking that Trump might be okay. One way to do that is to explain all the unlawful things he's done with his foundation, making illegal contributions to candidates, buying 2 6-foot-tall portraits of himself, or making contributions using other people's money and doing it in his name.
All right. And Todd, quick piece of advice for Donald Trump.
Well, it's too late for the advice I'd give a candidate like Trump to do your homework, understand the issues you're debating with some depth of knowledge, and don't just act presidential, think presidential. Don't give simple-minded answers. Don't resort to name-calling and insults. But his advisors realize that at the age of 70, he won't change. He's a reality TV star. enjoying the adulation of fans who like his unfiltered, politically incorrect views. So his advisors hope that his aggressive attacks can keep Clinton on the defensive so they can call her a loser.
All right. One last quick question. Care to predict who wins?
Well, there'll be instant analysis right after the debate on the cable channels. Tuesday morning, quarterbacks will weigh in. What really matters, though, is what the public thinks as measured by polls. If one candidate or the other gains an advantage, that'll determine who wins. At this point, I think Hillary Clinton, because of her vast experience debating, will do a better job than Donald Trump.
And Todd?
Well, I think in terms of knowledge and temperament, Hillary Clinton is expected to do better. Trump will be the more entertaining. He'll probably have the sound bites people are talking about. But I don't think there'll be a clear winner. And if there is, the loser will start promoting the second debate, which is 2 weeks later, October 9.
All right. Todd Domke, thank you very much.
Good to be with you.
Todd is our Republican analyst in this presidential campaign. Dan Payne is our Democrat. Dan, thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.